This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The real estate industry is still digesting the implications of that big settlement a few weeks ago. The National Association of Realtors agreed to pay $418 million and change its rules to settle lawsuits accusing the group and some big brokerages of conspiring to artificially inflate sales commissions. While the settlement is still pending court approval, it could dramatically change the way that agents, as well as buyers and sellers, operate in the housing market. So with these changes afoot, we decided to check in with Amanda Pullman. She's a realtor and broker at Keller Williams Living in the greater Cleveland, Ohio area. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be back here in the seat.
Tell me how you reacted when you first heard about this settlement.
I think same reaction as a lot of us that are professionals in this industry, both realtors and brokers. I think there was a lot of shock and then kind of business as usual. And, you know, overall, we have a lot of changes in our industry. And, you know, here's another one.
How is this going to affect, if the settlement is approved by the court, how is it going to affect how you operate?
So I think one thing that is going to change and probably has already for a lot of us is making sure that we are using written agreements for buyer agency. So all along, when we listed a home with a seller, there was a listing agreement and that was signed by the seller, and the commission, which is always and always has been negotiable, was also signed by the seller. The use of buyer agency agreements, which are specific to working with a buyer, I wouldn't say that all agents were using them. And so this is now going to be mandated. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to have more clarity and transparency for the things that we do for our clients when we represent them as buyer's agents.
So traditionally, the seller has paid the commission to both their own agent and whoever buys the house, their agent, right? It's they've advertised a commission on the MLS, the multiple listing service, and that commission has been split. If the buyer now has to pay their own agent's commission, I mean, do you think they will, or do you think we'll see a lot of people trying to buy a house on their own, unrepresented?
Yes, I think this is one of the big kind of concerns in the industry, is what's going to happen for buyers that simply cannot afford to pay their buyer's agent. And it's already competitive enough for the first-time home buyers, the VA buyers, when they are bidding against other buyers who might have cash or have gobs of, you know, resources, because it's already a very challenging market with very low inventory and a lot of buyers wanting the same house.
Well, let's talk about the market, because when we last spoke a couple of years ago, Cleveland was seeing a bit of a slowdown because just of affordability, high prices, high mortgage rates. Have things picked up a bit?
Yes. So Cleveland, since COVID, has had a seller's market which has steadily got stronger and stronger. Obviously, higher interest rates made it not as appealing for so many buyers, because when we had the lower interest rates, of course, there were lots of buyers. Now there's low inventory and the interest rates might be a little bit higher, but there are certainly buyers out there and they want homes and they are competing. And there's so few homes, probably less than I've ever seen. So we are seeing multiple offers, prices going way over asking. And in at the end of the day, a lot of sellers are choosing, you know, cash offers. And it doesn't look like it's going to let up.
How do you think this settlement and the market, really, with low inventory, fewer transactions recently, is going to affect your business? Do you see some real estate agents leaving the industry?
I would think so. I sit on boards and I run a lot of masterminds and lots of discussions around it. I think there's some fear, especially around agents that work with a lot of buyers, because working with buyers is probably typically what a lot of agents at least start their business doing. I think strong listing agents or agents that typically have a lot of listing inventory are not feeling anything but probably excited. So it's going to be mixed, but I think there will be quite a few people that do decide this change is much too difficult because there's a lot of things ahead that are kind of unknown because obviously the settlement hasn't actually been accepted. So we're still a little bit in limbo here.
Amanda Pullman is a realtor and broker at Keller Williams Living in Solon, Ohio, in the Cleveland area. Great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.